Good morning, folks. Happy Friday and welcome back. This is Mark Call. We've also got online our entire regular crew, got Randy Yarborough and David Justice, both of here in different places in Colorado. And as usual, given the complete and total, probably final decline of the United States into totalitarianism, and not to mention civil war and violence all over the place, we're simply seeing the stories that make clear this is what you get when you allow Satan worship openly and literally don't care whether your elected officials aren't really elected, and whether they put their hand on a Bible and lie, and then while they try to do all the things that have been going on, essentially unopposed. So here we are, guys. Tough not to be disgusted this week, but let's see. Good morning. First to David Justice. How you doing, David?
Well, I'm doing as well as a guy could do, given all the things to consider. Living in peace, knowing that all things work together for good for those of us that are called according to the purpose of our Father, who will have his way. Randy, what are you up to?
It's a wonderful day in the kingdom of heaven. The global kingdom of Satan is crumbling around the heads of the minions of Satan that walk in men's bodies. They can't hide their nefarious plans. The truth is coming out, and more people are waking up. Praise the Lord.
That's a good point, because I think well, let's put it this way. I've been talking about and seeing the increasing dichotomy. In other words, people are split. Those that are dumbed down, deaf, and blind, wear their masks, take their poison pokes, probably already dead people walking, just aren't ever going to get it, arguably. And we know that what Yeshua says is, you know, after a certain period of time, you say, hey, wipe the dust off your sandals as a witness against them and move on. But the good news is, in all of the evil that's been increasingly obvious, more and more people are waking up to it. And I suspect we're going to see, for example, and I'm already tipping off this story here that I wasn't going to go to first, but I guess we need to. More and more people are going to be saying, hey, maybe I should get my kids out of the public cesspools. Maybe I should, for crying out loud, buy a firearm, learn how to use it. Because, obviously, they intend to take it away anyway, and I'd rather be armed first and ready to deal with what's clearly coming than the alternative. Go ahead, Randy. Let's go back to you this way.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go. If the people want to know what took place down there in Texas and why, just look to the situation of the Supreme Court, the government saying, we will not tolerate the law, this paramount law of God to be posted in our schools that simply says, thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet. The Lord God is one God. There's only one supreme being, Lord God, Jesus Christ, and the Father. You want to know why? You take that down and you don't teach the children the law of God. This is what you end up with.
Well, they teach them the opposite, Randy. They literally teach them that you are worthless, you're a lump of protoplasm, evolved from primordial slime, most recently a gorilla or an ape of some kind. You're going to die, and there's nothing else after that. There is no God. He's certainly not allowed in this school. And furthermore, we do, in fact, though, worship death. And that was the subject of my Come Out of Her, My People show last night. Literally, we have a culture that worships death on every level. And we saw that. Now, I can't help but think, wait a minute. We have people now parading in the streets just a week ago saying, we want to sacrifice children. We want to kill kids. We want to kill them when they're, less than 3 months old. We want to kill them when their head hasn't come out of the womb yet. We want to kill them post-birth abortion. We want to kill them with the poison poke when they're age 5 through 12. We certainly want to kill them when they're teenagers. Now we want to kill toddlers, too. Why not kill them at the schools, for crying out loud? Let's disarm them and put them in the gun-free killing zones and make sure that they're sitting ducks for the kind of nutcases that we're breeding in our satanic factories and setting loose on kids. Oh, yeah, and we'll give them some SSRI drugs, too, so that they can get either commit suicide or mass murder or both. And this is exactly what has been brought on by what has been desired with the Satan worshiping. And you're right, Randy. It's just that now, how many times do we have to see this? I heard the criminal in chief this week saying, invoking, God, God, God all over the place. Certainly not talking about the one that's in the Bible. And asking how long will people be stupid enough to put up with stolen elections. He didn't say it that way. But if you read between the lines, that's what he's saying. How much does it take before you people wake up? Ha ha ha. And realize what's going on. David, go ahead. I'll cool off for a second.
That's okay. So, you know, Scripture's really clear. You know, our Father is Spirit and truth and light. And when we're walking in the Spirit and truth and light, we can see. And if we're walking in darkness, we're walking around like blind people. And the problems that have come upon this planet are a result of the blind following the blind. It's no different than the days where they murder our king. It's no different. It's the same thing over and over again. We're in that last part of the cycle where we are getting our butt kicked because we're in rebellion to the light. We're in rebellion to the truth. We're in rebellion to what is reality. And we have reduced the principles of reality to mere subjective rhetoric, and they then took control of the subjective rhetoric, and they reduced us in our rebellion to absolute despotism. We're already living in it, right? And right now it's mental. Right now it's all taking place in our mind. But no, not anymore. Now they're coming right out. And as Randy said, the reason that the children were sacrificed, and we're going to find out later whether this was, you know, the dark side doing this or whether this was just one lone lunatic. But the history has shown that there's a pattern going on here. Whenever the powers that be that aren't actually powers, they're basically a racketeering syndicate, when they take over and they want to take complete control, they want to do more gun control. So they use events like this to push their agenda to disarm the American people and the rest of the world, because they know that they can't stand up to true sovereignty inside their jargon, inside their narrative, their propaganda. So, you know, all we just need to realize is that we, as the children of our Father on this planet, we are the children of light. And inside that capacity, we are sovereign. And inside that sovereignty, we established a government that's supposed to serve us. Now, if we're going to abdicate that role, this is the result. So, people, this is the result of our abdication of our true capacity as the children of our Father, Mark.
I can't disagree with anything in there, David. And there are some other things, too. Let me throw out a couple of items, and I'll go back to Randy. Because certainly this is a story that develops. Well, let's put it this way. The one thing that I was sure of in advance is, if you're looking for a place where the next mass murder is going to be either planned or executed, or planned and executed by those that want the gun control you're talking about, you need to look no further than the nearest gun-free killing zones. They're all over the place. There's more of them. And they are literally magnets for nutcases. So, I mean, seriously, they may be evil and nutcases, but they're not stupid enough to go into a gun store and try to kill kids. You know, even if they took a field trip there, they are, in fact, aware that here are the places where I've got lots of easy pickings. The term is soft targets, and schools are definitely that. Oh, well, will we have armed guards? Well, one of them maybe, and it turns out that wasn't even the case here. So let me trot out one or two stories. I'll go to Randy. The Uvalde shooter fired his gun for 12 minutes. This is from the Wall Street Journal overnight. He fired shots for 12 minutes at a funeral home standing outside the school that was across the street before he finally scaled a fence onto school grounds where he fired more shots. Then he did the rest of his dirty deed and executed the disarmed kids and disarmed teachers in the disarmed gun-free killing zone. This, according to the Wall Street Journal, Victor Escalon, the regional director for the Texas Department of Public Safety, couldn't say why no one stopped the 18-year-old shooter from entering the school during that whole time. And it turns out now we know that somebody called 911. It was 90 minutes. The cops were outside. They waited around. All kinds of things happened. Here's the other stories. There were people yelling, "Why don't you go in?" A viral video shows an armed man who was upset and wanting to go in, being pinned to the ground by police as bystanders said, "Why don't you do something?" And then you got this one. A mother, and I can certainly relate to the mother here, who wanted to go in, was handcuffed by federal marshals because she wanted to save her child since they wouldn't. And, you know, it's not like we don't know this. If you want to save somebody, you better be armed to do it yourself. And you had better not count on people who don't give a damn, and I'm saying it this way is on purpose, about dead kids, because so many of them, and I'm not talking about law enforcement, I'm just talking about the leftists in general, that are jonesing for more dead kids. They want them dead any way they can get them. And here we're seeing it. Go ahead, Randy. Oops, you're muted again.
Okay, there we go. Oh, wrong button. What were the federal marshals doing there anyway?
Well, they may have been watching to make sure their FBI handlers didn't get taken out.
Yeah, what were they doing there? So, you know, lots of questions. And how many drugs was this kid on that shot the place up?
They'll tell you all about his gun, but they won't tell you what pharmacopoeia he was taking. You got it.
So here we are, another Manchurian candidate, another setup. It just stinks to high heaven that this is going on. And, you know, you need to write a letter, folks, to your senator, your congressman. You need to say, you know, shall not be infringed means that the Second Amendment is about protecting myself from you. You, government, because that's where you're headed. You want to kill us all with the poison poke. You're going to do everything you can to bring this country down and eradicate God from society.
There are people doing...
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm gonna read a paragraph here from this Wall Street Journal report, because this, I think, encapsulates so much of what we're talking about here. A woman whose name is Ms. Gomez, she's a farm supervisor, one of the numerous parents who began encouraging the police, first politely, it says, then with more urgency, to enter the school. After a few minutes, she got frustrated. The police, who weren't doing anything, got frustrated. Federal marshals, and you're right, Randy, approached her, and they handcuffed her, telling her she was being arrested for intervening in an active investigation. Now, I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to say, wait, how active is an investigation when they're not doing anything? Answer, well, wait a minute. They're waiting until the kids are dead, then they can go out and draw chalk marks around them. Is that what we're talking about? So what happened finally is she was eventually freed. Well, I got to love this. The Wall Street Journal reported that once freed, Ms. Gomez moved away from the crowd, broke into a run, jumped a fence, and then ran inside and rescued her own children, sprinting out of the school with them, unquote. Go ahead, David.
Well, you know, I want to make a distinction here. Why is it an issue that the Randy prompted or provoked, asked the question, why were federal marshals there? Well, because, ladies and gentlemen, the United States government has very limited jurisdiction. And the sheriffs and the local police were the ones with jurisdiction. It does beg the question, you know, why were the federal marshals there? Now, I know the customs were there, and I don't know exactly all of the details, because this is an unfolding story, as we learned. But suffice it to say that the cowardice that has been apparently, and I hope I'm not jumping the gun on this, demonstrated by the local police department definitely calls into question the integrity of the local police department down there, and the fact that they would not go in and take out this gunner. See, this is not making sense to me. How much of what we're listening to is propaganda? How much of this is misinformation? I don't know. But suffice it, I'll tell you what really needs to happen. We've been here before. Arm the teachers!
You got it.
Arm the teachers.
I, you know, David, I heard
I'm
something.
Stop with that.
No, I heard something this morning that I thought was really cute, and it essentially inclined me to refocus that point a bit, because, oh, no, arming the teachers won't do any good. You can't trust the teachers to have guns. And I remember thinking, okay, what kind of an idiot would trust a teacher that he won't trust with a gun with his kid? I mean, seriously, if you can't trust a teacher with a gun, what the hell are you doing trusting them with your kids? And I certainly don't trust people who want my kids dead, or who want to sacrifice them to Molech, or who want to inject them with poison pokes, or who, for that matter, just want to dumb them down, get the federal money that comes to them, and end up with a bunch of compliant little slaves. You're right, Dave, but the answer here is those teachers, well, you know, and it started, the real rise in these mass murders in gun-free killing zones started when they started pushing schools and turning them into gun-free killing zones. The Gun-Free Schools Act in the early 1990s, and then there was the Lopez decision, struck part of that down, and so they went ahead and re-upped the ante and did it some more. And what have we seen? And a continued escalation the whole time. And, you know, the answer, too, is it needs to be clear that the alleged wannabe killers, and that would include the FBI handlers for the alleged wannabe killers. Oh, am I really saying that? No, I can't prove that. Neither can anybody else. But I guarantee you, if the FBI handlers see too many armed people in a place or make them, they'll either make sure they take them out first or they'll find a better target, a softer target. We have to recognize these things don't happen without planning. And one of the things we saw was, regardless of how much of a nutcase this guy is, it was well planned. He had a whole lot more money in guns than the average kid working at Wendy's, like we're told he did, could have possibly put together. He had better training and tactical awareness and preparation. Sure looked like he was getting coached somewhere. Go ahead, Randy.
Here on Natural News, was the Uvalde school shooter previously arrested for plotting a mass casualty event in 2018?
Yep.
It seems a 13 and 14-year-old were arrested for conspiracy to commit murder. The pair had were planning a mass shooting plot and had schemed to bring this about. So, here's another question out there. What's going on?
Well, Randy, let me play devil's advocate for just a second. Because you're right, and I've seen that story, and they're going to try to make sure that nobody can tell for sure whether that's the same kid or not. We do know that other stories have said that this kid was well known to local law enforcement for a bunch of reasons, which is typically the case. If, in fact, he bought the guns legally, well, he didn't, because then he would have had to lie on the forms saying that he didn't have any kind of an issue or prohibition against him, which is clearly in hindsight not true. But given that we know that this is the case anyway, I mean, how do most criminals get them? They steal them. They lie. Anybody that thinks that a stupid piece of paper is going to prevent somebody who wants to kill somebody from doing it is about an idiot, as big of an idiot as they come. In any case, the point is, what happens when these people come out of the woodwork and they're identified as, I think we've seen it before, in so many examples, Ted Kaczynski comes to mind, others as well, they get targeted and marked by agents who say, hey, this one would make a good patsy. I guarantee you somewhere, and no, it's not on the public databases, there's a list of patsies that are being groomed, just like they're grooming kids for sex crimes that they intend to commit with them. There are patsies that have been marked that, the controllers know what drugs they're taking. They know how to push them. They have great psychological insight, and they are literally being groomed to do more of these things. And until people wake up and realize this doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen in areas where people are armed and are concealed carrying, it's going to continue, and they intend to escalate it until either people give up or wake up. Go ahead. Go ahead, Randy. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, you know, the idea that if a criminal wants a gun, he's not going to go fill out the paperwork any more than a mass shooter is going to honor the no firearm sign in a no firearm area like a school. So the idiocy is really not idiocy. If you step back far enough, you see malevolence here. You see evil at work. because when nothing makes sense, it's nonsense. And so we're living in a day where the narrative is in control. Nothing makes sense. And everybody scrambles trying to make sense out of nonsense when they're dealing with an effect rather than a cause. So we live in a nation that reacts to effects and doesn't ever really get down to the cause of what is actually going on. Now, Will Ford, Randy.
It's the insanity is just, you know, here we are again. We're back to Columbine. We're back to Parkland. They've got to have the rhetoric. They've got to have these incidents to push the people over to saying, oh, take our guns, make us defenseless. We'll dial 911 and die.
So, I guess, guys, honestly, at this point, how much more can be said? We know that there's going to be more information, and we know that the most important information is going to be lied about and covered up. We've seen that more times than any of us can count. We've certainly seen this before, and I'll ask the same question the fake president did, although I'll ask it with half a brain. How much longer are people going to put up with this? And I can't help but think, guys, really, the main answer, I saw a great piece from Eric Peters essentially saying what I've been saying as long as I've been doing radio. Get them out, get them out, get them out. If you're putting your kids in a gun-free killing zone, a public cesspool, where a year ago they wanted to make sure that they were dumbed down and ready to commit mass murders, why? Because they locked them down, they treated them like cattle, they masked them and they muzzled them and they addled their ability to communicate and see facial expressions. They made them subhuman, in other words. They're continuing to do this. And people are getting exactly what, operant conditioning, B.F. Skinner and so forth have said you can do. You can turn these little kids into animals and raise them up to do exactly what you want them to do, and they are.
One little note of interest, though. A little town east of Colorado Springs, Hanover, they interviewed the superintendent there, and he says, well, you know, we're 30 minutes away from any kind of law enforcement coming out here. We have armed our teachers. No one knows who's carrying, but the teacher stepped forward and said, we will defend ourselves, the children and ourselves if any kind of situation arises here. And there's a sign outside the school, beware, teachers are armed. And it was just, that's what the Second Amendment is about. Self-defense. Self-defense from crazy people. Self-defense from crazy people in government. So, you know, there we are.
I think, honestly, most of our audience probably is aware that what we're seeing here is just plain insanity. It is, in fact, let's be clear, it is satanic worship. And we saw it with what happened with abortion, and now they've simply said, we want to kill all kids of all ages. Oh, by the way, we want you dead, too. Anybody surprised by that? As we go to break, I got to reiterate the point Randy made earlier, and the one I've been making literally for as long as I've been doing radio. There is a choice to be made here, folks. And if you value your kids, don't put them in the public indoctrination centers, where the best that can happen to them is that they get dumbed down and turned into little slaves of the almighty state. In so many places lately, they've been masking them so that they can't learn to read facial expressions or lips or even communicate like human beings used to. They put masks on them to deprive their growing brains of oxygen. And they groom them not only so that they're fodder for their political agenda and politicians like Biden and Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke can come and dance on their graves, but they groom them for their sexual perversions too, so that they can learn to cut themselves and maybe even just cut off their genitalia or inject them with hormones and twist them and sterilize them that way. Don't let them keep doing that. The answer is get them out, get them out, get them out. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back. right, we are back, folks. This is Drive Time Friday, and there is so much to talk about today that we're going to hit a couple of the other big issues. And, yeah, still, ultimately, the theme is insanity and, you know, the judgment on a nation which completely not only forgets God but says, okay, everything he says, we're going to do the opposite. We're going to teach your kids to do it. We're going to subsidize it, and if you don't like it, we'll come and kill you. So we're seeing a lot of that. Anyway, let's go to David. Let him pick the next place we go.
Okay, well, I'd like to, again, rather than be reactionary, I think it's important to realize that we are at war. If we think we're not at war, it's because we're naive. We don't understand that war begins in the minds, the psyops. Asymmetrical hybrid warfare is the weapon of choice by those that have been attempting to take America down for nearly a century. Emperor Rothschild said, give me control of the nation's currency, and I care not who makes the laws. So, people, we don't understand how the love of money is used to entice us to capitulate, surrender our capacity as lords with the supreme and sovereign lord, which makes us one. Inside that one, we are the epler of the sunum. The government is our servant. We have to stop dignifying it by cooperating with its agenda to subjugate us under its feet. If we don't understand that we are the sovereign and that our cooperation is what they're soliciting, it's what they need to get their agenda accomplished, then we don't understand the rules of engagement in this war. They need our consent. They need our buy-in. They need us to go along to get along. The churches have been infiltrated with panty-waist, weak-kneed preachers and ministers that tell the people to submit and obey. And this we are living in today is the result of that false doctrine. We here in America, the we're intended to be the light of the world inside the scope of our capacity as the children of God. Anything outside that, we're acting on our own, we're in rebellion, and we're living inside the result. There's my rant for the day. Thank you for the soapbox.
Okay, good. Well, you got one, Randy, for us? Or a story that you want to talk
amen,
about?
Amen, amen, David.
Okay.
Withdraw consent.
Exactly.
Stop consenting to this. And, you know, the Lord will lead you through it. If you decide to stand up, you may suffer a little bit, but you know what? In the end, they back down.
I'm going to jump in on that. You know, it's like when a child gets his hand caught in a cookie jar, you know, and mom comes in and busts him, and he immediately starts lying. He's got his hand in the cookie jar, and he goes all obtuse on mom like he doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, that's how these public officials are acting. Oh, they won't tell you they're being obtuse. They'll just pretend like you don't know what you're talking about. So they try to spin it back on us like we're the ones that are insane, when in fact they're living in an insane lie. It's what they do. It's what they've always done. They've been doing it for decades. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time we woke up and realized that the truth will set us free. When Randy says submit to Lord, he's saying submit to the truth. God and truth are one. This nation was founded on self-evident truth, and to the degree that we've abandoned that, is the degree that we're suffering under the tyranny of dictatorship.
It's, you know,
I'm done.
In a way, guys, I have to admit, it sounds, and it is, in fact, so simple. We see it in the book all the time. I like to quote Deuteronomy 30. I've laid before you this day life and blessing, death and cursing. So choose life. It really is that simple. And what we see, and it really is this simple too. You look at what's going on in the world today. You see people that are saying, well, not only are we going to choose death, we're going to choose it for you. And the answer is no. You do not have my consent to choose death for me, nor for my children, nor for anybody that I care about, and I'm going to resist you. I'm going to simply come out first, and I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to participate in your system, your crooked, corrupt, absolutely fatal, death-dealing system. This isn't that hard, is the trouble. Go ahead, Randy.
I want to go. I want to change gears here a little bit and talk about Dinesh D'Souza 2000 Mules documentary that he's put out, and the evidence, the total evidence now of the fraud of the 2020 election. I mean, here on Gateway Pundit, Detroit surveillance footage shows woman dropping large stacks of absentee ballot envelopes into Dropbox on day before 2020 election. As woman accompanying her appears to be filming. So, if folks haven't watched that 2000 Mules, it's... You need to watch it. I mean, you got to pay for it, but Workman's worthy of his hire, and allows him to continue on his campaign to reveal the truth.
Hey, Randy,
but basically, it comes down to yeah.
Just out of curiosity, you said go see it. We're out here in the boondocks. I don't think it's on in Alamosa. Did you see it in Walsenburg, or did you have to go to Pueblo or somewhere?
No, it's on the internet.
Oh, okay. Well, some of us can't get streaming internet. I know it's not available for download. I have some neighbors who have said, we're going to have a party and we're going to invite everybody. They've ordered the DVD, and the DVD hasn't come yet. So we're waiting with some anxiety. We're anxious to see that. But we haven't seen it yet here.
Yeah. Okay, but basically what it comes down to is anyone out there carrying around a cell phone is tracked. You're tracked. They can track you wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you went, and all of that data is available. You got apps on your phone, and you don't know it, but you're signing up to be tracked. So what they did is they compiled billions and billions of all of these tracking software, etc., and they tied it in with the video of the mailboxes or the drop boxes for the ballots, and people coming up there, and the same people throughout the whole, especially in Georgia is where most of their videos from, but they've got it from Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin. And tracking the same group of people, they call them mules, carrying the illegal ballots and stuffing them, 5, 10, 15 at a time. And then they drive across town to another drop box and another 5, 10. And then they go over here to not-for-profit organizations and pick up more ballots, and then do it all over again, day after day, on the early voting. Now, the critics of this information and this evidence are saying, oh, no, you can't track those people. Well, in 2016, the New York Times came out with a huge article about how everyone is being tracked on their cell phone and how you can nail it down to one person and watch where they go, what they, where they stop at, what store they went in, what time they go home, what time they go to bed, shut their phone off. So it's just, wake up to this, folks. Wake up to this.
I think, Randy, what you're trying to say here and what's interesting in is Dinesh D'Souza has put together a movie where he said, look, they built this tracking capability, and the idea is it's you, the peons, that are going to be tracked. And we, your masters, are going to know what you do, when you do it, how you do it, and we can use that to nail you and And, well, rig elections and kill kids in schools. How dare Dinesh D'Souza think that he can get away with using our tools against those who are doing our will and out there helping us to destroy elections? Yeah, they're peons, and we're paying them well to go out and undermine their country. But, no, it's just not acceptable to use the tools that we have built to surveil you to point out to those who are being surveilled how it is that we are manipulating and using them. And by the same token, you'd think that if all of this wonderful surveillance technology is out there, why haven't they been surveilling the really nasty people like the wannabe mass shooters and preventing them from doing what they do? Isn't that what we were sold? Isn't that what we're told? This is the whole point of this? Well, no, it's not. The whole point of this is to enable more. And when people wake up and realize, duh, it's the obvious thing here, they don't intend to save you. The poison poke is not intended to help you. It's intended to kill you. And, you know, I can't help but think, guys, there's a line from Goldfinger, the James Bond movie, where the bad guy, Auric Goldfinger, says, "No, Mr. Bond, I want you to die." And I think, you know, when Americans wake up and realize Mr. Bond is telling all of America the same thing, they'll be a lot closer to waking up to the rest of the truth, which is, hey, there really is a God, and he has given us the answer all along. Go ahead, David.
For years, people have been saying, "Oh, that can't happen here. This is America. This is the freest nation in the world. If you don't like it, go somewhere else." The word of the day, folks, the word of the day is obtuse. I spell that. O-B-T-U-S-E. It's that look on the face of that bureaucrat or that politician or that, or whoever that you catch in a lie, and they get that all scrunched up look on their face, and they go, and then they turn around back on you and gaslight you like you don't know what you're talking about. Like what's going on in all these politicians and bureaucrats' faces when we call them out on election fraud or, you know, election interference or manipulation. They all pretend like, you know, especially Jenna Griswold, "Yeah, I'm calling you out, Colorado Secretary of State. You are an abomination to the whole process, but you're in collusion with a whole bunch of people that you consider your allies. And unfortunately, you got the cops behind you who are just doing their job, and you're using them to foment your agenda, a plot to overthrow the sovereign American people." See, the real treason is against the people. It's not treason against the government. It's treason against the American people, our country. And you bastards have infiltrated and taken it over from within. And you know what? You're going down. I'm just going to call you out because your days are numbered. And you can scramble as much as you want. You can backpedal. You can pretend like we're on the side of crazy. But you know what? We see you now. And as I said, your days are numbered. So, you know, no wonder they're so afraid of us. No wonder they don't. No wonder they want a census. No wonder they want to pretend like anyone that stands up for the principles of God and the truth, they want to pretend like we're the crazy ones. But you know what? That's about to turn around. It's turning around even now.
Okay. Randy.
Here's another headline.
Go ahead.
Long withheld records reveal more than 20,000 mail ballots received after legal deadline in Maricopa County, Arizona.
What? There was fraud in
Maricopa,
okay. Why? The next thing you know, Randy, you'll be telling me that the guy who pretends to be the president in the White House didn't really get the most votes of any president, even a non-senile one in American history. Can we really believe that?
Oh, breaking! Yuma County school board member set to plead guilty for 2020 election ballot trafficking crimes as exposed in 2000 Mules. State Senate candidate Gary Schneider, who busted the fraud, weighs in. There's another one. And on and on and on it goes. Thomas More Society files lawsuits against election officials in Wisconsin's five largest cities over illegal use of ballot drop boxes. On and on it goes.
We know the funny thing.
Wake up, folks.
There's so much about this that ought to, again, we keep coming back to the bad news and the good news. The good news is that the worse it gets and the more obscene it gets and the more insane it gets, the more people will realize, you know, how far gone things are and wake up to it. We have, let me throw out another story or two. Very different subject, but absolutely related. The fake president has, you know, shifted and stuck a bunch of amendments into a not treaty of the not United Nations that essentially is about overturning the sovereignty of everybody who has been duped into signing on to this WHO and letting them decide when your laws and your constitution and your rights don't apply, because Bill Gates and Tony Fauci have developed a bioweapon and we want to make sure we kill a lot of people. So we're going to lock you down, mask you up, and poke you. And WHO is now this very week voting on, as if it mattered, how they're going to implement this and shove it down the throats of more and more countries in the world. The Biden regime pulled this off. They stuck these things in. They hid it up until just a little while before the meeting. And guess what? That's coming out this week. So at the same time that we have all of these things hitting the fan, literally in Uvalde, Texas, and other places, monkeypox is on the agenda. If you weren't scared enough of the booga booga flu, now we got the booga booga Fauci pox for you. And they're pushing the next plandemic from WHO. It's like on every front, people realize that the insanity truly does know no bounds. David.
Well, that's inside the... That's it. The inside the narrative, the boundaries are expanding to suit the narrative. See, we could have gone another direction. We could have gone toward truth. If we had gone toward truth, we would be a very spiritually enlightened nation. But we're not spiritually enlightened. We're a bunch of dumbed-down slaves who have capitulated as serfs to an oligarch, a global oligarch, and now we're waking up here at the last minute and think, wow, what happened? Well, what happened is we have always been in a war for truth. The battle is not against flesh and blood. The battle is against the principalities and the powers and the rulers, listen to me, of the darkness of this world, okay? So we made our choice, and we made our choice to send children to public school so they could be indoctrinated while we went out and you know, sought for more money so we could have a nicer house or a nicer whatever so that we could keep up with the Joneses. And see, this is catching up to it, has caught up to us, and now we're reaping what we've sown. We reaped the wind and, excuse me, we've sown the wind and we're reaping a whirlwind. I'm done.
Okay, well, you know, let me throw something out to kind of build on what you just said, David, because this has been on my heart a lot lately. Again, I mentioned I talked about some of these things on the Come Out of Her My People show last night. We didn't get to the place where all the kids had to go to the public cesspools in a very short period of time. Most of us can remember back when there was actually some value in public education. It didn't start out the way it ended up. Not that it was ever constitutional to have the federal government take over. And I'm encouraging folks, if you haven't seen it, read the late Charlotte Isherby's wonderful book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And she was part of the administration, and she saw what was happening under Reagan, which was, you know, supposedly a decent president by a lot of folks' standards. And yet, Reagan promised to end the Department of Education. He didn't. It got worse. And it occurred to me, David, part of the reason we got to this place is because when I grew up and when a lot of us did, now I'm dating myself, obviously, a husband could have a wife and kids, and one guy could have a job, and the taxes weren't quite so onerous, and the inflation wasn't quite so bad, and you could have a decent middle-class standard of living with a mom staying home and taking care of kids, and maybe you know, inviting the kids over after school. You know, it was a whole different deal. Now they belittle that as the Beaver Cleaver situation. But the truth is, we didn't have massive school shootings. We didn't have the level of evil. It took a long time to price the single family wage earner out of the market. And I know people that decades later were still doing it, but it was really hard. So that was part of a long process of literally turning all of these things that represented freedom and the way the country was built, honest weights and measures is a part of it, to where, well, we can price and tax the middle-class family out of existence. Oh, well, wait a minute. No, the moms will go to work, and then they'll turn their kids over to the nannies and the daycare, and we'll turn the public schools into cesspools, make them for daycare. And, you know, it took decades to get to the point where they said, now we've got enough dumbed-down people that we can unleash the bioweapons, and we can unleash the gun-free killing zones, and we'll go the rest of the way. And we're seeing things accelerate. Randall, let's go to you.
Another little note here, our representative in Congress in our district here, Mark and David, Lauren Boebert, she introduced the Protect Free Speech Act, had 75 co-sponsors, etc., in a press conference about Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board, if you remember that. Anyway, since that happened, and they announced that, and they Lauren Boebert put forward this this bill, the Biden administration announced that Nina Jankowicz resigned, and the board was put on pause for the disinformation governance board.
And
that's a little win there.
It is, Randy, but I have to interject a note of caution here because this is kind of the way it works. Two steps forward, one step back, right? They've gone undercover.
But still, we have to keep the pressure up.
You got it. In other words, all they did was to say, oh, we got caught on this one. Matter of fact, it looks like the same thing may happen with the WHO. And there's been so much pressure and so many people saying, we're not going to put up with this, that they may back off on that too. But that doesn't mean it goes away. It just means that it goes undercover. And they're going to go ahead and continue to do it. They're just not going to tell people about it. I guarantee you they'll continue to implement the bureaucracy for the speech control and for the COVID, the next pandemic. They just won't tell people about it. And here's part of the problem, too.
Yeah,
this is, I think, why Uvalde came to
speak about that.
Go ahead. But
okay,
they have got to continue.
You talked
to push
about
the gun
that. The next pandemic, okay, Davos, the World Economic Forum, was meeting this last week, and all the rich men of the earth sitting around the table plotting the way they're going to control our lives. And Bill Gates stood up and made a speech, a presentation, and
what?
The title of that speech was The Next Pandemic.
Yep.
Here we go, folks.
It's not like they don't tell us what they're planning on doing.
Yes. Oh, they're telling us exactly what we're doing, what they're going to do to us. And all these years, it's in their white papers, it's in their meetings that they publish for everyone to read. But, well, like you said, Mark, we're too busy trying to make ends meet. Mother and father, working, both of them, in no time, and, you know, sit down in front of that one-eyed monster television and be entertained. You know, that's the way the things are.
Well, and we're at the bottom of the hour break, or the top of the hour break, unfortunately, but
the situation remains the same. Come out of her. Withdraw the consent. Don't play their game. Hey, thanks again, guys. Shabbat shalom, folks.